Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Shara. How may I help you?
Yes. My husband received an email that gave the impression it was from T-Mobile. He thought he was taking a survey and was going to receive a free webcam. He had no idea you were going to charge a monthly charge. We want to cancel it. And we want you to take our credit card out of your system.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
80916.
All right, and what's the name on the account?
Victor Almen, A-L-M-E-N.
All right. And can you validate the address?
I'm not comfortable having all of this information in the first place.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely understand. In order for me to better assist you, I need for you to verify the address so I can actually...
205 North Murray Boulevard, Lot 287, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80916.
Okay, thank you. Alright, so I do see it was a dash cam. So basically,
are you doing something to your microphone? Because there's all this other noise going
no,
on.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Alright, so I do see it's a dash cam. So basically, what it was is he had to pay for the shipping costs and handling first. They give him 48 hours to call within the time he ordered it to cancel the membership. So, and in the membership, it was in the terms and conditions before he submitted his payment.
Do you know that the number that's on my on the credit card statement, when you call it, it call fails, and I tried countless times. It's not until you sent an email back to him that had this phone number that we were able to call. And our credit card company said that we could not do anything about this until it posted. It was pending. So the 48 hours, you make it impossible for us to call back. So you are going to cancel this call and take the charge off my credit card. And if you don't, I will block it from my credit card.
All right, now, just a moment.
It's fraudulent to pretend you're T-Mobile when you're not.
All right, so what I can do for you, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund.
A what?
A 35% refund.
A 35% refi?
A refund.
You will give me a complete refund. You will give me a refund for the $7.95 and for the $50.95. And if you don't, I plan to anyway. I'm calling my credit card company, and I'm putting in a claim that this is fraud. So you will either give me the entire refund, or I'm gonna post the claim anyway that it's fraud. So there you go. Do you need to talk to somebody in order to give me a complete refund? Because that's what you're going to give me.
Give me just a few moments, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right, so I just got you that refund successfully. You should receive that refund back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I may be able to assist you with?
Say the last sentence again.
You should receive that refund within the next 3 to 5 business days.
And then you said something after that.
Is there anything else I may be able to assist you with?
I still didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry. Something officially.
All right. Is there anything else I may be able to assist you with?
No, there's nothing else you can assist me with if you do come through with what you've said you're going to do. Will you take my credit card out of your system?
Yes, ma'am. Your account is canceled. You won't have to worry about no more reoccurring charges.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too.